Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 8th day of September, 2011. We have two mini guests joining us. One of them is a caller who, at the end of the show, we couldn't finish with, but I talked to off air, who went through the new behavior interrogation by the TSA after they grope you, after they body scan you both. Then they come over and ask, are you angry? It's just a way to harass you and laugh at you and get in your face and interrogate you. And if they don't like the way you don't properly grovel to them, they are a Svengali. They are a magician. They are a mind reader. You're a terrorist. You go in the database and you don't fly. All because they went and took a 10-hour course. So now the pot-bellied little groping enforcers are now mind readers. She was telling the story, and I did some searching last night and found a lot of articles concerning it, where after you've been groped, after you've been, even if you don't talk back to your gods, your conquerors, your dog training kings, your submission training kings, after all of it, after the microwaving, everything, then they'll come over and say, are you angry? You don't like what happened. And then they put their hands behind their backs and say little arrogant things and put their chins in the sky and walk away. That's how she described it, just pure pleasure. And they're going to be on the streets. I actually experienced this 6 years ago in England. You videotape anywhere, you interview people, police run over like it's very strange to say, I need to know your name right now. Give me your passport. But they also do it to citizens. This happened to Steve Watson. Okay, I'm putting you in a database, an incident report for your safety. Do you not like me asking you questions? I can call more officers immediately and take you in for questioning. Oh, no, sir. Thank you. That's better. Now get moving now. No. This is the new system. So you pull up to a checkpoint and they've got an RV. They're taking blood all over the country under federal grants. They come over. All right, we're going to search the car. Get out of the car. Come over here. What's going on, officer? Just keep your mouth shut, buddy. Get over there. And they prod you over to the RV, and they've got the cop there with the needle. They take the blood. I mean, this is hardcore. They want in your body. They want on your person. That's what all this TSA stuff is about, breaking the ice. Can we grab the genitals? Can we go in the pants? Oh, you cried and spoke out. We're going to sue you now. Because we're getting ready for the bankers to take everything. Oh, the austerity, the carbon taxes, the taxes to breathe. Hay is a pollutant, can't have that on the farm. That's now confirmed in the news. Oh, my gosh, everything is evil now. But big agribusiness is all given waivers, can't have those lemonade stands, can't videotape us, can't videotape your godlike government in public or life in prison. Oh, yeah, it's time to get robbed. Oh, the tyrants are here. The tyrants have landed. Kind of like when, I guess when they landed on the moon, they said, Tranquility Base, the eagle has landed. Instead of that, it's Tyranny Base. The control freaks have landed. And the red carpets roll out, and America learns to bow. Oh, great, powerful, big government. Oh, control freaks that hung the moon. You who make the birds sing. You that make the fish swim. You, oh, great leaders of foreign bankers, take our firearms, spike our food and water with poison. We love you, government. Okay, we're going to come back from break and I'm not in a good mood today. I'm going to be quite honest with everyone. It doesn't matter. It's tyrants to crush. We're here to set bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. We're here to identify the scourge.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, kickoff of another worldwide transmission against tyranny. It is the 8th day of September 2011 as we approach the 10-year anniversary of 9/11. Let me just run through a smattering of some of the news that's coming up, and then I'm going to open the phones up throughout the broadcast. Well, we've got all sorts of news where sports teams can't even come to the United States now from Mexico to play football games because the Mexican cartels are demanding $30,000. And that can only happen when you have corrupt police. That can only happen when the system is so corrupt that the criminals have become untouchables because the government's getting a cut of it. And then anytime good police try to stand up and speak out, they get killed. And every day, dozens and dozens, some days hundreds of police are killed. Mayors are killed. It is unspeakable. And that's one of the stories later in the broadcast I want to spend quite a bit of time on. Mexico is an example of where we're headed. An absolute criminal state. So people respond by not producing. People respond by not working hard because somebody's just going to take it from you. And then the society fails, and then it collapses like North Korea. And the incredibly criminal culture that has taken over Mexico is now taking over the United States. And it's merging quite nicely with the criminal Wall Street culture. But here's a headline here out of the Austin American Statesman. We're going to get this up at Infowars.com. The next few minutes, I'll give it to Kurt Nemo. In fact, you'll give this to Kurt and have him post it, a link to it so people can find it easy. Mexican football team backs out of Stony Point game. That's right. And more and more, this was going on decades ago. If you tried to go down into the border areas of Mexico as a college student or whatever, they would just arrest you for no reason, run your credit, and then call your family and say, depending on how much money your family had, we want $10,000, we want $100,000. And if you paid the money, they would start torturing you, generally. If your family ignored you, you'd sit there for a month in the dirt floor jail where nobody really feeds you. Families have to bring their family food. And then about a month later, they would just let you go. But if you started paying, the government would then hold you. And then what they do is they take a Sprite and they put you upside down and they dump Tabasco sauce, a red pepper sauce, habanero, up your nose. And then they pop the Sprite, or I guess it'd be a Topo Chico, and shoot fizzy water up your nose, one of the worst forms of torture known, but doesn't show any marks. And this can go on for a while. And the money is extracted. Now, if you criticize it, you're politically incorrect and hateful, because everybody knows Mexico is a pantheon of happiness, grace, and love. And the stupid gringos, no matter what color you are, dumb Americans, as we're called, go down to Mexico to controlled zones like Mexico City, and places like that controlled by the mobster government, where they try to keep crime at a minimum, and you sit there in a delusional fashion thinking how beautiful the beaches are while there's children running around who haven't eaten in days just a few miles away with sewers running right down the middle of the street. So I'm already starting to get into this here today, but this is already happening now in the U.S. Where people are being told, don't have this event or we're going to kill you. And the police more and more becoming corrupt and are taking the payoffs. And then once they start taking the payoffs, they're told to go along with more and more corruption. And if they say no, they just get killed. The Border Patrol's running drugs. The DEA's running drugs. The ATF is now moving in big time. And you've got a lot of ATF officers living in $2 million homes. Nobody bats an eye. You're making 50, 60 grand a year, 100 grand a year, and you're living in a $2, $3 million house and driving brand new Corvettes. And it's just a great mafia system. And so they love it. $500 billion a year because they keep drugs illegal. And now the criminal gangs are branching out into kidnapping and extortion. Kidnapping is up more than 20-fold the last decade in Phoenix, Arizona alone. It's up more than 10-fold in San Antonio. And so we're going to live just like they do in Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Venezuela. The whole culture is collapsing and is going to collapse into a hell pit. And the bankers will sit offshore in Switzerland and other armored redoubts, enjoying themselves in free societies. Little pockets they keep for themselves. They fly above us via helicopter into armored compounds in New York, Los Angeles, Austin, Texas, and just laugh at everyone at the system of corruption that they've created. So here it is. Mexican football team backs out of Stony Point game. It goes on with a week to go before a showdown of state-ranked DeSoto. Stony Point has received some unexpected free time. Round Rock ISD athletic director Jim Lorwald confirmed yesterday afternoon that Monterey Tech has backed out of a game which was scheduled to be played on Thursday against Stony Point, according to the coach or athletic director. Monterey Tech, a football team from Mexico that played games at the Woodlands and Highland Park over the past 2 weeks, claimed that a cartel was demanding $30,000 in order to let Monterey Tech cross and come back across the border. And by the way, when we told you a decade ago, the Mexican troops in uniform in Mexican armored vehicles bring the drugs up and send the couriers across. I've interviewed sheriffs repeatedly in Texas, what, just 4 years ago and again 3 years ago. It was in the local news that they'll catch a 18-wheeler, a dump truck, you name it, cocaine, heroin, marijuana, and they'll be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 miles across in some incidents. And here come armored vehicles, Humvees. They pull up. Mexican troops set up on highways. Border Patrol stands down. They say, get out of the car in English with a bullhorn. They say, give us our vehicle, or I'm going to kill you right now. And they take it right back across, and Americans literally begin urinating on themselves. This is what America is. TSA wants to go in the pants. Boom. It happens. Mexican troops want to come rob police. It happens. These are the cops that actually are trying to seize the drugs. You can't have a lemonade stand. You're going to jail. Local firefighters can't fight the fires. FEMA's the boss. You know, they want to come to New Orleans, take your guns, they do it. It's just a bunch of stinking, dirty, criminal mobsters breaking our will, training us to accept hell on earth. Feds are now announcing with the Rural Council, Animal ID, Premises ID, we're coming on your property. All these regulations on small farms and ranches that Big Agra is exempt from. They're now listing hay and coming on feedlots as a pollutant, saying that you, if there's any small pieces of hay, they can fine you because it's a pollutant. I mean, you can't make this up. I covered that yesterday. And it is just so wild. People say, well, if they're so criminal, if they're so mafia, why haven't they put you in jail? Why haven't they killed you? Well, they've threatened me, and they've done dirty tricks, and they've tried to assassinate my character. And they've run COINTELPRO posing as patriots. And it's people praying for me. It's the grace of God. But it's also the fact that they don't want to validate everything I've said and done by making me a martyr. And at another level, they like it. They don't care. Criminals like to hear about what they're doing. Well, a lot of times they like to write letters into the cops. And I'm telling you, it's time to try to turn the corner on this. But you've got to recognize just how corrupt our country is. Monterey Tech cancellation, as well as rumors that were previously circulated about the age of players on the University of Nuevo León team Stony Point beat 2 weeks ago, will probably impact future scheduling decisions by Round Rock ISD. Both Mexican teams played Stony Point during 09-10 seasons because the Tigers' troubles with filling out a schedule. So I guess now high school teams play Mexican high school teams. Talk about total merger of the countries. I don't think that will be a priority, the athletic director said. The only reason we got locked in this deal was because nobody wanted to play Stony Point. So there you go. Just a little snapshot of how Mexico works. Just a little snapshot. Cartels come in. You try to start a little taco shop. And they come in and they say, you got to pay me. And you pay them. Another cartel comes in. You got to pay me. And you're like, but we're not going to make any money. And they're like, okay, you just talk back to me. Boom. or right in front of the family, they'll chop the daddy's head off. But now that's not enough. They always kind of had this rule not to kill kids. Now they behead children. They behead women. And then when the governor of Arizona says there's beheadings going on, our media comes out and says there aren't, even though there were. You could go look it up in Arizona, beheadings. Very bizarre. And Mexican troops come across and shoot the guy on his jet ski on a Texas-Mexico border lake. It turns out witnesses later saw it, and they said, the woman's lying on the news. Not true. There's no violence. See, because this is where we're going. We let the big banks 70, 80 years ago criminalize cocaine and heroin that the big mega banks were already the sole importers of, but they were losing their monopoly, so they just made it illegal. You could go to any five and dime and walk in and buy pure heroin, pure cocaine. And if you were dumb enough to go home and take it and die, that was your issue. Drug use was much lower statistically. It wasn't until the mid-30s they took cocaine out of Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola flavoring is decoconated cocaine. It is a cocaine molecule. It's called Coke, and people don't believe that. It's admitted. It's hidden in plain view. It's called Coke. I'll assure you, it's cocaine flavor. That's what a Coca-Cola is. That's what Pepsi is. That's what RC Cola is. That's the secret ingredient. It's a decoconated cocaine. So we let the big mega banks make their product illegal so they could corrupt police, make giant profits, and now they're taking over every other industry. And they openly, again, own most of the big mega prisons that are private. So they make money on that end, too. Taxpayer money and the slave wages. They pay the people to build widgets to then take your job. And now they're moving into everything's going to be illegal. Tomatoes in your backyard, garage sales.
Day after day, alone on a hill. The man with the foolish grin is keeping...
Okay, here's what's happened. I've only covered two or three articles. We're 20 minutes into this worldwide broadcast. Here's the type of news that's in front of me. CIA accomplice kept from leaving Pakistan. It goes on and says the doctor who ran a fake vaccination program to identify where bin Laden was has been held by the government. The whole thing is fake. Ladies and gentlemen, the CIA, the UN, just look it up. It's mainstream news. It's been caught in every third world country you can name. Literally, it's incredible. For 50 years, injecting people with live syphilis, polio, the list goes on and on. And now they've got weapons that make that look like a complete joke. They're pumping autoimmune diseases into all of us. That's why just almost everybody I know is getting narcolepsy or all sorts of other problems. People all over are suddenly developing seizures, brain disorders. People are getting Alzheimer's at 30 years old. We're being soft killed. Diabetes doubled in 10 years. Cancer doubled in 10. God, when you know reality, none of this bull matters anymore. That's why I get so mad when folks look at me and tell me about football and how important it is. And man, well, what about this team? And I'm like, listen, they're putting hundreds of deadly chemicals in the water on purpose, including uranium. They're like, sure they are, little green men. I'm like, would you like to see official government documents? No, liar, I don't. The government wouldn't do that. Okay, and you know what? I understand they wouldn't. They shouldn't. I understand it sounds crazy. Believe me, I wish it wasn't true. Every day, there is an army of psychopaths the New World Order has hired, and they have them hiring other psychopaths right now. They have programs to test them out, to find out who will do it. And they've got their army ready, and they're now moving against us, coming out and telling us that we basically are their slaves. That's all coming up today. New York judge rules that having a gun is a privilege. You need to prove why you need it. No paper or plastic. LA shoppers wary of proposed nightmare ban. Again, it's all about them telling you what you can and can't do and then grandstanding with this new environmental cult while they ignore all the serious environmental issues. Continuing with the news, we're going to get into Ron Paul and the debate last night and the fact that he won the MSNBC poll by more than 20 points ahead of his opponent. And so on the graph, he should have been way ahead of everybody. But they said he narrowly won the poll, and then they shrunk the graph down where he's just barely past Mitt Romney, even though he's got a lot more points than Mitt Romney. We'll show you the graph later if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and go over it here. But they always try little tricks. It's like, wow, he almost got, actually, if you look at the graph, it's almost double what they got. In fact, where is that in my stack? I start going from memory, and I don't want to get that wrong. Here it is. Ron Paul, border fence could be used to keep us in. I got a bunch of other Ron Paul articles here in my stack that when I get to it, I'm gonna go over it. And here it is. In fact, guys, why don't you? Yeah, there's the graph. Oh, they've now adjusted it since they got caught where he's winning by an even bigger margin. But as of last night's screenshot, they had the green graph where even though he has 51% and the next guy, Mitt Romney, has 18, so more than double, they just had Paul barely passed it. In fact, even in the screenshot from my article from this morning, they'd let it grow a little bit more. But last night, he was just a hair ahead of it. In fact, there's an article that Mike Adams did, MSNBC distorts post-debate poll results to falsify and depict Ron Paul as just barely winning. Again, MSNBC distorts post-debate poll results to falsely depict Ron Paul as just barely winning. And if you go to that article, you can see the screenshot link from last night where, in fact, here it is. If you guys give me a document cam shot, I can just show people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv this right now, and then folks can go to InfoWars and read the article. Here's a screenshot last night where he was 43.5%, Mitt Romney at 21.5%, and look, he's only a little bit ahead. Now, since this got pointed out that MSNBC was showing this on TV and doing this, this morning they switched it to this when he had 48% and showed Paul somewhat ahead. Now the graph is accurate this morning, showing Paul's graph more than double ahead of everybody else. So see, we're catching them. We're catching them in their tricks, and it's not working, so it's backfiring and they're adjusting. Yeah, if you think Mitt Romney and Rick Perry are going to change course on the New World Order, well, if you leave me, I got some oceanfront property I'm ready to sell you. Let's let George Strait try to educate everybody out there being conned by these mainline neocons. Then we're going to our guest.
Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
Okay, we are live. And look, I know a lot of you want to respond to the Republican debate last night, all of this crazy news. They've got a new expansion of NAFTA into Asia, which is guaranteed to get rid of the few jobs we've got left. You had the carbon taxes, all the harassment. It's confirmed the U.S. in the last decade has dropped from number one competitive to number five in the world. Again, the big guys want to shut down their competition. Just like FEMA wants to shut down the state's power. They don't want anybody competing with them. The government wants to take your guns. They want the monopoly of force. This is the nature of power in history. And when you forget that, and when you don't defend freedom, and when you don't keep government small and in check and let them know that you're the boss, you get tyranny. What did Thomas Jefferson say? When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. It is an elementary equation, my dear Watson. I'm not that smart, folks. The Bible verse comes to mind. Out of the mouths of babes. I'm somebody that grew up in Dallas and watched the police deal the drugs and then watched them grandstand and talk about fighting drugs. That's what woke Alex Jones up. And I started to say, what I see on TV or what I hear the principal say in a speech, that isn't what's really going on. And these crooks have learned to wear uniforms, to wear a corporate uniform of a suit, to talk real calm and confident. They're con men and women. They operate in packs and gangs. There are still some good people left, mainly who were naive in government. The public's naivete is conjuring hell on earth. Only breaking the trance and waking up can reverse what's happening in our society. Now listen, it's a total overload of information, but first I'm going to take your calls before I get into any of this. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, I had the lady on yesterday, the blogger, Amy Alcon, who reportedly had the TSA go into her vaginal area. And they confirm they do this. They will either go in the pants or outside and check to see. With men, they squeeze your genitals to make sure they're real. I'm sorry to have to talk about this, but this is what goes on in America. And they grab and squeeze. It's many congressmen we've had on have described it as painful on this show. Ventura has described it to me privately as painful because he has to always go through because his hip goes off. And they go, let's see what those are. And they squeeze. And if you're not a man, you don't know, but that's extremely painful. It's God designed us so those things get kept intact and don't get hurt so you can pass on the genetics to the next generation. I don't want to get into any detail, but somebody can thump you and it can cause excruciating pain. Well, they grab and they lift you up and they do it to women and pilots on record. We've interviewed some of them, senior pilots, military veterans will go and some of them vomit. Some of them have gone and vomited on the scene because you got to sit there and take somebody. And sometimes they do it for a long time and a lot of them are perverts and get off on it. And they sit there and rub on you, and the men really reportedly get upset when they go in between the butt cheeks, and that's in Ventura's lawsuit that I can't even say it on air. They go up in, try to make sure nothing's in there, and I mean if my wife was doing that, it'd freak me out. That's not for that. Imagine a man or a woman doing this. I mean, I don't think I'd. Well, I actually know what I'd do in this situation, and I haven't gotten into a lot on air, but I did go on one trip. They did start to grab on my six-year-old daughter at the time, and I did get very angry, and I'm just glad we ended up getting out of it at the end of the day, because it was, I cannot travel with my children, okay? I just cannot let perverts grab on them, and I can't handle it. And it's just coming to that point with tyranny. I don't want trouble. I'm not looking for it, but everybody knows where this country's going. And the system knows they're pushing us. They want people to go off. And at a certain point, I think we need to just take all this abuse for now and just like Gandhi would do. He'd let them beat him in the head with sticks right in front of everybody because he knew everybody was watching. And they were wanting violence so they could really pull out the big guns. So we've got no one to hold them, no one to fold them, no one to walk away, no one to run, to quote Kenny Rogers. Now that we're on a country music kick here, and I'm about to go to this caller, this mini guest who couldn't get on air yesterday, so we're going to her today to tell the TSA story. But when you look at what's happening and you realize this is scientific humiliation on purpose and literal submission training, and you see Miss USA crying, they went in her pants and into her body. Can you imagine the magnitude of that? And again, the pilot said, are you crazy? We're flying a giant $20 million plane that weighs tens of tons. You're going to trust us to fly it. You're going to have some goon do this. No, we're boycotting. And they said, we're not going to fly. We're going to have a pilot strike. And they said, oh, that's fine. We'll make a new line for you. We're not going to touch you anymore. Grown men would have to not fly. They'd get so upset because you don't want your pilot upset. They would go throw up, or some would get angry and then get arrested. You saw that. Hey, man, stop. What are you doing? Hey, get your hands off me. Oh, get the cops over. This guy doesn't like us grabbing his, you know what? I can't handle it anymore. But again, the psychological warfare chiefs know what they're doing. Now, remember, it's the TSA people are baking with the regular X-ray scanners that are super high-powered with no real shielding on them, with open ends. It's going through a scanner with an open end. They're not behind lead walls. You're being hit by an X-ray machine. The globalists love this. Now they've got the other scanners. They've got their own internal reports they suppressed. Eightfold increase in cancer in the airports, the five airports they've been testing them now for almost 8 years. An eightfold increase. You can pull this up. These people are the walking dead. They live in an X-ray machine. Again, the globalists are about testing to see what they can do. It's like the Nazis. Can we get people? You know, they'd have women lined up naked and lines of men lined up naked with babies in their arms. This is famous Nazi footage. All you folks that say the Nazis weren't brutal or evil, the footage is, it's on record. And they would, and they'd have the people run in and watch the one group get shot, and they would politely bow to the Nazis because, you know, they wanted to be proper. They would run down in the pit and they'd shoot the next group in the head and stand over and shoot the babies, and then the men would strip down and yes, sir. And I mean, I'm an extremist because I would have been killing people long before I ever got to that ditch. You understand that? And that's not an extreme statement. I'm not going to go in your ditch. And people are like, whoa, that's extreme. I guess I am. I guess in the land of insane people, the sane man is insane. I mean, just classic tyranny coming down on us like a ton of bricks, and I'm supposed to sit here and love it. Now I'm going to shut up and go to this caller because Kat, at the end of the show, got cut off yesterday. I went into 5 minutes of overdrive, and she still got cut off because I had to end the show. So we got InfoWars Nightly News now, and I've got to get ready for it. A ton of work is going into this, folks. If you're not a member, become a member. Download the archive. Capture the stream. Share your passcode with your friends and family. Get this out to everybody, prisonplanet.tv. But she told the story, and this is how they describe it. They've basically mutated the Israeli system where they question you at three different checkpoints and ask where you're going, what you're doing. And then the Israelis are actually, and I'm not saying their system's good, but it's been 100% effective. I'm not saying it's good for America, but it's been 100% effective in stopping all terrorism. They profile, they talk to people, they've got databases. But see, the globalists love saying, we're not going to profile here, and it's all based on a hoax to begin with, because everybody loses their rights. So now, I've actually been in airports and seen, even a year ago, the TSA at the counter, you know, when you're getting something to eat, reading a book about, you know, behavioral detection. So they read a few books, they go to a few classes, I think it's like 10 hours total, and then now they call you aside and say, where are you going? What are you doing? Are you angry today? Do you not like being questioned? And then if they don't like the way you talk, you go in a database and can't travel anymore and are kicked out. So it's God. It's God. And you've got this glow-in-the-dark radiation victim, moron, who's so stupid that they work in a radiation environment with no controls, violating federal law, with cancer exploding, but they love the power so much, and that's who they're picking out. A lot of these TSA just want the job. I've talked to them. I go through and they say, we're awake. We know it's wrong. Thank you. Can I have your autograph? I'm like, but your supervisor, oh, he's a fan too. I mean, all over the country. So I don't want to just say they're all demons. It's all, and I've talked to them on and off air. It's the supervisors are always the control freak. It's like when you opt out, they go opt out, and then the thug comes over, the person that enjoys it. And the other ones are like, you know, of course, the thug kind of hides out in the back away from the radiation. They just come into the radiation bath, you know, to have a little power trip fun. And then they kind of swoop in to have a little psychic vampire feeding. And now they come over and say, did that make you angry? You didn't like, hey, is it making you angry? I'm grabbing your genitals. Yeah, it's making me angry. Oh, that's a terror, son. Get your stuff and get out of here. Non-refundable ticket. It's our country now. So I want to take you to Kat, who's 17 years old. She's in Pennsylvania, but she was flying out of another airport when this happened, to take her time, tell the whole story of what happened and how it ended with the behavioral modification. You said he had his arms behind his back, walking around like a third world dictator, chin up, just enjoying himself. So describe it. The scanning, the groping, and the interrogating. Tell us all about it.
Hi, okay, well, I was in Denver, Colorado, and so like I said, they were pushing everyone in the lines for the TSA full body scanner, even though they had the regular ones right next to it, and I was up next, and she said, please, you know, go step up to the yellow tape, and I said, well, I'm underage, you know, I'm only 17, I don't feel like I should go through that, and I asked if there was another, like, method that I could do. And she said, well, we have 5-year-olds that go through there, so you just go. And she was a lot louder and a lot more forcible.
We have 5-year-olds go through there. Get in there, Tuts. So what happened next?
She had her hand on my back. She wasn't too forcible, but she still was touching me. And so I just went forward. You know, I was.
And again, you're supposed to be able to, quote, opt out, but they even admit all over they force people through these. So it's all unlawful garbage intimidation. Please continue.
Right, so I step into the big machine, and they make me stand, you know, with everything spread out, and I really didn't like that. And
No, I mean it's a perpetrator position. It's training you that you're a criminal. Hands up. Get ready for the scan. You see the images of the scans. You can see the bones in the fingers. You're being high-powered X-rayed. Please continue.
Yeah, exactly. I felt terrible, and not only did I have to do it one time, they messed up, and they had to do it another time. And something was wrong again, and they said, please step out. We're going to have to give you a pat-down. And I was like, wait, no, I refuse the pat-down. And as she started to go from my shoulders down, she was like, oh, I guess it's fine. It's probably just your zipper. Please move along. And, you know, the line kept going. My family went through, and then we were in the back putting on our shoes, and we were talking about it. We were obviously upset about it.
You were talking about it. Oh, you don't do that in America. What else happened?
So anyway, we're, you know, my brother and I were complaining about it, and this guy, he must have been all of 23 or something, he came over and he said, are you guys angry today? You seem angry. Are you all right? Where are you going? That kind of stuff. And, my mom was just confused, and my brother said, no, sir, we're fine.
No, sir. See, no, sir, Mr. Nazi. No, sir, Mr. Soviet agent. This is how it, and now they admit, this is the training ground. They're now going on the streets of America and even high school proms. This is how America falls, with a bunch of weird quasi-minimum wage power trip people, the 10-hour psychology course, bossing everybody around. So he's like, are you angry? Where are you going today? He's getting ready to, that's it, get out of here. I'm God now. So tell us what happened next.
Well, I didn't think he liked my brother's tone, and also back in Philadelphia, they took my brother out for behavior analyzing. They made him go into a different line, you know, are you upset today? How are you? Where are you going?
Are you upset today because we're grabbing your genitals and putting you in microwaves? You don't like it? Well, that's a sign of crime as well.
And so, you know, they're already picking out my brother because he's got a beard. You know, he looks different. And so he just goes, he puts his hands behind his back and leans forward. And he goes, perception. And he strolls along and starts talking to other people. And my mom was like, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, no, you must talk to them. See, it's all about, and when you're in the Walmart and 9,000 plus other locations, big screens of Janet showing you the new terrorists, the white people planting bombs, the good minorities reporting them, just everywhere. Big jumbotrons going up in major cities and malls, and just Homeland Security break-ins on the radio, and going to your school and asking about mommy and daddy, and walking with his hands behind his back. I'm a perception officer. Are you not liking things? And they admit in the future, well, you said your brother was taken away. It's like, take him away. And in the future, it'll be, where'd my brother go? He's going for further assessment as part of the homeland system.
They made him go into a different line than me and my mother. They were like, just go and talk to this lady over here, and she stared into his face the whole time she was talking to him.
Oh, yes, they're so powerful. And then if you say, listen, you little sniveler, of course I don't like that. The government staged 9/11. You're living in a radiation bath here. You're always adding more, more, more. This is a psychological testing ground. This is an actual re-education camp to try to break the will of the American people and set the precedent to do whatever you want to us. Don't you understand you're part of this and I'm a human being? Oh, instantly, that's it. Get out of here. You're in a database. I'm God. And it's like, okay, enjoy the radiation. Enjoy it. And oh, my God, it's pure evil. Do you enjoy the new Soviet America?
No, I don't.
Well, people say they just won't fly, Kat, but the problem is they're training the police in this. The school police, everything. This is the new secret police. Our government minders, a Chavano on every corner. Thank you, Kat. Got giant stacks every day of more proof of just government raping us out of control. When government goes bad, the sky's the limit. The corporations that aren't free market just come in and lobby government and buy off government to do whatever they want. And there's just every form of corruption stacked on every form of corruption, and the system just exercises power. We're going to falsely order everybody to take a shot that we know has been killing people in the trials. And then Rick Perry kept saying last night when he was being put on the hot seat in the debate about it, hey, you tried to force girls to take a shot. And he went, I allowed a opt-out. There is no opt-out. And he went, it was not a law. It was an executive order. He went on air and lied and said, it's an executive order. It's now law. You must take it. And people lined up. It was like, wow, the governor says I've got to take it. And I'm like on air going, here's the U.S. and state code. It's not true. He put it on the list of recommended shots to the state health department. They then recommend it to the schools. You don't have to take any of them. There's not even a waiver. There's no law. They ask you to sign a waiver that's a contract that then puts you on a list at the health department as if you're a bad parent. It's all a fraud. And those politicians just sit up there knowing all these games, knowing all these points, manipulating people. We're going to start the second hour and go to Luke, Reefer Seed, Sean, Donna, Judy, and others. We'll just take a bunch of calls. And then for 5 minutes, he's popping in. The artist, Alex Schaefer, I told you he'd get tens of thousands of dollars once he was on this show particularly. It was going for like $1,000 till he was on the show. Then it was $10,000, and it went for $25,000 on eBay. The painting of Bank of America, not Bank of America, same thing, same difference. Chase burning, and so he'll be popping in to talk about it. Closing last night at $25,000. A lot of people pointed out, I've gotten countless emails. Well, hey, the Denver airport's got weird Nazis machine gunning kids, burning buildings, burning cities. Coffins everywhere. Are the police going to come question or arrest whoever painted the Denver airport? By the way, Denver airport never explains what in Hades it means. You go to the Denver airport and you're like, what is this? Giant murals everywhere of people being killed. And they just go, move along. yeah, little dead girls in coffins and flowers. I mean, you talk about weird and macabre. Try to find the photos of the big Nazis and mowing down kids, because I'm going to ask him that question. But the rest of the show, it's going to be phone calls and news. I've got Libya news. I will cover it. I've got a bunch of clips from the debate last night. We're going to be going over all of it. Got weird paintings of the Grim Reaper and spirits taking children to hell with guys with big swords and Nazi uniforms chopping down the dove of peace. And I actually get the art. It looks like anti-war. It looks like Spanish Civil War or something. But still, are you going to send the police to question them? I think the big news here is that Ron Paul in the after poll won by more than double. He had more than double. He had 50-something now when it closed, and Romney at 18. And so they basically, you can go look at the graphs, they just had Paul barely beating him, even though if the graph was accurate, it'd be more than double. All the other graphs were accurate. And then it gets to Paul, oh, he barely won, they said. Yeah, just by more than double. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two straight ahead.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. I'm going to take a bunch of your calls right now, and then I'm going to get into this latest article. I'm asking Kurt Nemo right now to do a story on this. The big nightly news, NBC report, does not even mention Ron Paul, the winner of their poll. In this article, they mention all the other candidates that were there, but did not mention Ron Paul. They also got caught manipulating the poll numbers, and we have an article on that this morning written by Mike Adams of Natural News up on Infowars.com. So that is going to be coming up. Just an illustration of media manipulation. Also, a new expanded NAFTA system. Just a bunch of other key news. We got a bunch of clips from the debate I'm going to get to. Also, probably the biggest news of the day. Big Sis set to zap travelers with MRI-style scans. Janet Napolitano's promise that Americans won't be forced to remove their shoes comes at a price. This is a big deal. Because the company they're tapping, some of the companies they're tapping admit this is an MRI-type technology. And then Watson gets into the fact that the New York Times and others admit MRIs are giving people cancer and are super high-powered when they're not calibrated right, actually fry people. And the hair all falls out. It's so powerful, meaning it's killing fast-growing cells. Hair, intestine cells, things like that are the fastest-growing. Some of the fastest-growing. That's why when you get radiation exposure, your teeth fall out, your gums start bleeding, your hair falls out, it hits fast-growing cells are the easiest to wipe out with radiation. Also, cells that don't replicate are hit, like eyes. Your retina, the cones, the rods that pick up color and darken light, they're just absolutely devastated by radiation. They admit cataracts are from exposure to sun over your life. That's why sunglasses are good to a really bright sun. But that's just a little bit of solar radiation. You imagine going through these? In fact, they've got radiation experts. The government quoted John Hopkins as saying these were safe, and actually they said, no, this is going to give you skin cancer. Our report said the opposite. The government's lying. And by the way, you better close your eyes when you go in these, because just that little piece of skin will help, but not entirely. This is going to fry your rods and your cones. So your light goes in, just like the new high-tech 35-millimeter cameras they've got. It doesn't go through the lens and hit a mirror and go onto a chip. It goes directly onto the chip. That's mimicking the human eye. And when light comes into the eye, it on the back of the eye, on the inside, are all these cells. And they tried to mimic those with microchips, and they're doing a pretty darn good job now. Wow, technology is incredible. And so here's the back of the eye, and those light comes in. Well, it's not designed for radiation, high-powered radiation to come in and hit it. It just fries them. But, hey, who needs eyesight? In fact, I saw another study. The TSA people are getting cataracts after 5 years of working there. Of course you're going to get cataracts. Of course you guys are getting wet macular degeneration. About half the people I talk to, including young women, are getting all sorts of degenerative neurological disorders. I mean, they're just murdering the hell out of us. All these famous tennis players in great shape take vaccines to go overseas. Have you read the vaccine inserts? Narcolepsy, all sorts of neurological disorders, Guillain-Barré, mean, read the insert. The globalist got caught with Hitler killing people too quickly, and they just said, we're just going to start spiking the food and water and just slowly start killing people and see if they notice. As long as we slowly start killing people, once it gets to fever pitch, it'll just be normal. Yeah, I'm dying of cancer, so's my neighbor. Yeah, I had three kids hoping one of them would live. You know, most people die of cancer now. It's completely normal. How about some more of that tap water, honey, and some more GMO corn? Huh? I got some bisphenol A printer ink, too. All right, I'm shutting up. Going to your phone call straight ahead. The other side of this break. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we're going to cover the big Infowars.com top story. Big Sis, that's Janet Napolitano, to zap travelers with MRI-style scans. Don't worry, not going to have to take those shoes off anymore. They admit, Homeland Security admits, the system is a MRI technology. You could pull up the New York Times from last year with everybody with their hair falling out from MRIs and the cancer increases. In fact, I know that's in Watson's article, but when you guys search New York Times, MRIs causing cancer, MRIs making hair fall out, and when I get to it, we'll show some of that. We've got him going after Ron Paul. He won the NBC poll by more than double, so they manipulated the graphs to make it look like he barely won and then totally ignored him in multiple news articles. Just didn't even mention him like he didn't exist. Boy, that tells you he's the good guy. But if you want to buy a bridge on the moon, I'm happy to sell you Rick Perry. Let's go ahead now and go back to your calls. Let's talk to Luke in South Korea. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Okay, I'm calling up to give you an update on what's happening in Australia with a case of an Aboriginal teenager who's been accused of Australia's rarest crime, according to the Bureau of Government Statistics. And it's also the first domestic terrorism outlaw motorcycle gang targeted legislation down under. Now, this crime is probably 100 times rarer than murder. Now, it's also been used against me, but I was outside Australian jurisdiction when my house was raided. And I've stayed overseas ever since in exile. But I won't go into my case because it's looked very politically incorrect. But there is a video of me burning my Australian passport, at the Australian Embassy in Beijing. If your listeners just typed in burn passport as one word, they would be able to see that.
No, you always call in with the same subject. And I know now if you criticize somebody for their sexual gender on Facebook, they come and arrest you. The officers that you criticized come and arrest you. And it's similar to life in prison for videotaping police here in the U.S. They just don't care. They're out of control. Political correctness is the new tyranny. So what's the update, Luke?
Okay, the update is I wanted to get the world media to cover this because it is proceeding before the courts. The police haven't dropped the charges. And there's one point I didn't make very clear a couple of months ago when I was on your show. And that is that the state itself has put out a press release. And in that press release you mentioned last time, I like to say that this whole story is on the Prison Planet forums and under the international news section under general discussion, if your listeners want to do the research. But in the government press release, they said the exact minute the offence was allegedly made, the government broadcaster named the actual Facebook group the comment was in, and Google Corporation took a snapshot of the page long before the boy's arrest that was stayed online. And in that, at the exact same minute mentioned in the police press release, all the boy did was call a officer gay. And the basis of the charge, the definition of the law, is obtain true personal information on a law enforcement officer. So this officer...
No, I know. They're making government God. I appreciate your call. I've seen the case. We've covered it. Same stuff's being set up in Europe. They're openly saying arrest people that don't believe in man-made global warming. The White House regulations is trying to get laws passed. These people are tyrants. These people know what they're doing. And, you know, they sell the public on, well, it's politically correct. Well, if you take one group's rights that you even disagree with, their right to free speech, all of you lose your rights. Let's go ahead and go to Judy in Florida. Judy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Hi. It's great to talk to you. I've been listening for a couple of years now. I watched, not live, but through video, the Republican debate, and I noticed that Dr. Paul was basically on camera maybe 6-7 times. He was the only candidate that I saw that, you know, got cut off in the middle of saying what he had to say, and that he was basically, you know, ignored or chided.
I watched it, you know, after we taped it, because I was on my own TV show at the time, but I did watch the whole debate, and I do have some clips we're going to be playing later in this hour and into the next hour, but that is what they did, and it didn't matter. He still won by more than 50%. He got more votes than all the other candidates combined, and how did NBC respond? They responded by doctoring the poll, where even though he got more than all the others combined, he's only a little bit above the next guy, Mitt Romney. Okay? Here's Ron Paul with 50-something. Mitt Romney's got 18. And Ron Paul's barely above him. All these graphs, all these articles are on Infowars.com right now. And then how does NBC respond? NBC, in this article, doesn't... Let me just give you the article. It's First Thoughts, Slugfest in Simi. At the Ronald Reagan Library. Nothing about Ron Paul. Ron Paul's name is not in here. Now, does that show you how scared they are that they know he could become the next president? So they beat this mantra, he can't win, and he wins the New Hampshire straw. Nobody covers it. Statistical tie with Bachman, who bought 4,000 votes, over 90% of the votes she got. Still, they ignore him. This is what they do. Go ahead.
I'm definitely concerned for Congressman Paul, because I really believe that there are enough people awake and understand exactly what we're up against that he has a very good chance of winning. And what could happen to him later on is what I'm, you know, quite concerned with, because he's, you know, he tells the truth. He's a man of integrity, and he pulls no punches. He knows, you know, what we're up against. You've had him on your show yourself. He needs our prayers and protection, and you know, I really believe he's the only person that could really bring about any type of change that Americans are interested in.
I hear you, Donna, and or Judy. Donna's next. There's no doubt that Ron Paul's the real deal. That's why the establishment acts like he doesn't exist. When they're forced to cover him, they say he can't win. When he does win, they don't report it. When he wins the straw poll, Fox dubs in fake booze. When he wins the CPAC poll 2 years in a row, it's left, right, center. They all attack him. They've got armies, it's turned out, paid fake bloggers attacking him and others. They've got people out there claiming, you know, that he's part of the New World Order or works for the Tooth Fairy under Vatican Assassin Directive. All of this to hit him from every angle. What did Cass Sunstein say 3 years ago, even before he got into office, the White House regulations are? He said, we have no credibility in the mainstream media. We've been caught lying. He said, we've got to pose as conspiracy theorists. That's people that question known liars. Questioning known liars, which is common sense, and actually learning how the world really works, that is heresy. That is mental illness. Now with TSA, if you say, I don't like you grabbing my genitals, they go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Even, you know, I mean, if you say, I like lemonade, not orange juice. Well, we're serving orange juice, conspiracy theorist. I like that black car, not the red car. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You have a view. See, now having a view is conspiracy theory. People that complain to their you know, companies, I don't want to fly all the time as a salesman. Can I have a desk job? I'm tired of having my genitals grabbed. They go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist now. Not just the TSA are saying this, we've confirmed, but salespeople I've talked to, multiple ones, are told, oh, you're one of those extremists now, or oh, you're a conspiracy theorist now. I'd like my eggs sunny side up, not over easy. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. I part my hair on the left side, not the right side. Oh, well, we say you should part it on the other side. You're a conspiracy theorist. I like my coffee black, not with milk. Oh, well, we're serving it with milk, conspiracy theorist. You know, I think it's wrong you want to put somebody in jail for 75 years for filming police in public. Oh, you're one of those extremists. You see, recognizing reality, having any common sense or any cognitive understanding of anything. I mean, if you can say 2 + 2 = 4, you are Al-Qaeda. And I'm not joking there. You know, you read 1984, and the more I've read it probably 7-8 times now, seen the film several times, but I can't watch it or read it anymore because it's too painful now. I actually weep if I watch The Road because it's so accurate to what could happen to our society. I watched it one time, and it's so realistic to what's happened within 15 days of a society collapsing that I think about it all the time and can't watch it again. I've studied too much history. Haven't experienced that, just knowing history, it is so horrifying. We've now been maneuvered into this position of total dependence. And I've read 1984, and again, he worked for the Imperial Police in India. He was an Imperial enforcer. Then he got upset by that and thought, I'll join the communist. I'm against the empire. And he found out they were just as bad and financed by the same big banks, fought in the Spanish Civil War, got shot to the throat, you know, fighting Franco forces, went back, worked in BBC propaganda, found out it was corrupt, never at war with East Asia, always at war with East Asia, wrote 1984, died a year later, 1949. And when they're torturing Winston, he says, freedom is the ability to say 2 + 2 = 4. And O'Brien goes, you're absolutely right, pal. We're going to totally torture you and starve you till you have a mental break and can't tell 2 + 2 = 4 anymore. And you're going to mentally get off on thinking it means 5, 6 or whatever I say. You're going to make the mental calculation to not be able to think anymore and face evil anymore. Now, I'm going to torture you for a couple months. You ready for this? And he stands him up. When he finally breaks him, he says, you're the last man, huh? Pulls his teeth out. And he finally breaks him. And at the end, Winston, who's very intelligent, learns how to love evil. Learns how to, oh, DU's good for me. Radiation from Fukushima's good. TSA groping children's genitals. It's, you know, the government now says it's good. This is just a total accepting, a bathing in evil. Okay, I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment, but I want to illustrate something here. This is from Reuters. It's up at Infowars.com. National Archive keeps bulk of 9/11 Commission reports sealed. Let me throw out one thing we know is in the sealed report. Colonel Anthony Schaefer breaking down the fact that the CIA ordered them not to kill bin Laden. That's now been leaked. What else was sealed in the thousands and thousands of pages? Sybil Edmonds, the FBI translator, hearing Al-Qaeda under Pentagon command on the day of 9/11. She went ahead and broke her federal gag order and went public in another federal court case because she was under oath. She was able to cover it. That's the kind of stuff. Why would they seal it 10 years after Al-Qaeda's attack on the United States? What's wrong with that first line? We just are told by known liars that, oh, they killed bin Laden and threw his body in the ocean and did a fake Situation Room photo op. That's now admitted. And, oh, bin Laden didn't fight back and the SEAL's helicopter blew up, so they won't tell any tales. Known liars who were caught shooting little kids up 50 years ago and still today with deadly pathogens and radiating our troops to death. Oh, known murdering killers, a criminal group that's taken over our government and other governments, tell us something who've been caught thousands of times lying, so we just believe it when the story's incredibly fantastical. Men in caves did all this. And then cops are saying, get back, they're blowing up Building 7. And I go find the cops and interview them. And they go, yeah, I've been threatened not to tell you, but there was a countdown. Then I go find a cop separately. And they go, yeah, there was a countdown. And you see the video. And they go, it's coming down. CNN countdown. And they blast points. They blow it up in front of you and go, you didn't just see that happen. We're changing our stories. It fell on its own. And known liars just tell you, oh, 10 years after Al-Qaeda's attack on the United States, because you say so? The vast majority of the 9/11 Commission's investigation records remain sealed at the National Archives in Washington, even though the commission had directed the archives to take most of the material public in 2009, Reuters has learned. And when Lee Hamilton and Keane get caught off guard by Luke Radowski, they look all freaked out and sad, and then they'll have like these little moments. You can tell they just want to spill the beans, and they'll go, "We are not the final truth. There's a lot that's sealed." You know, 6 of the 10 have said it's a criminal cover-up. And they just look totally freaked out, and they go, "I've got to go, young man." Can you imagine those guys? I mean, even though they're evil, can you imagine they know the truth? They had all these, bring your whistleblowers to us, boys and girls. And all these FBI and NSA and CIA whistleblowers come, and a lot of them got killed. Later died in car wrecks or burglars killed them. And it turned out there is a NSA group that would then mark them down and listen to them 24-7 with Humet following them. Thousands of people that know the truth about 9/11. And they get little threats and, oh, your kid got run over in the street yesterday. You want the others to get run over? Dr. Johnson, keep your mouth shut or you're dead, pal. Can't tell you how many of these colonels and people I've talked to, and they're like, listen, they threatened my family. I spoke out earlier, but I'm not talking to you. And the wife's in the background going, get off the phone. They said you're the killers. Click. That's who runs America. White slave running, narcotics trading, hardcore murderers, putting bioweapons and soft killing your vaccines and radiation in your water. They run the op. They're so much more evil than anyone could ever imagine. Death sentence to all the troops using DU. Death sentence to everybody taking the vaccines. Total soft kill, takeover, op. And the final illusion is all you media whores and sellouts and mid-level execs that think you're part of the system. And, oh, that Alex Jones is so extreme and beyond anything we've ever heard. What you are hearing here is research. What you're hearing here is knowledge. What you're hearing here is understanding. What you're hearing here is somebody who's telling it like it is and fully committed and who is not a selfish globalist sellout. Most people that decide that 2 plus 2 is whatever the government says do that because they are smart, as 1984 states. The most intelligent are good at doublethink and crime stop, taking ridiculously contravening, contradictory information and holding it in your mind at the same time. Al-Qaeda is bad. We've got to give our rights up. But Al-Qaeda was created by our own government and used in the 80s and used in the 90s against the Serbs, and has now been given control of Afghanistan, and Anwar al-Awlaki, number 3 in Al-Qaeda, is hanging out at the Pentagon, and the State Department won't release his records in the U.S. for his privacy, and of the other 5 top Al-Qaeda, 3 of them are admitted U.S. government agents, and the mastermind of the 7/7 bombing, a SWAT, BBC, admittedly government agent, and they just go, yeah, they're government agents. Yeah, the government grows the opium, but Al-Qaeda's going to get you, give your rights up. But you massed all the U.S. troops around Afghanistan the week before, and Bush signed the launch order the day before 9/11. Never mind, move along. Drink some more fluoride, Alex. Just shut up. Everything's fine. 2 plus 2 equals whatever we say. Okay, we're going to continue with your phone calls. And if I'm in a dark, nasty mood, it's because I face reality. And the only positive hope we've got is facing reality. We have a bunch of congenital liars who've been caught lying over and over again, telling us ridiculous fables, and more and more just inoculating the public psychologically to accept it. It's like Governor Ridge 2 years ago. Former head of Homeland Security writes a book and says, yeah, we issued terror alerts for no reason to distract people politically. It's like Obama. Yeah, I'm giving waivers to all my friends from all these big donors from laws I've put in place or regulations I've put in place. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to put you in jail for life for videotaping cops. Yeah, we're going to raid thousands of lemonade stands and arrest I've seen scores of examples of them arresting people. Yeah, we're going to throw the book at you. Because that's a criminal's instinct, is to dominate and just acclimate everybody. And you know, I see the public, they're so afraid of police now. They're so afraid of government. And I see Americans just kiss up to the lowliest bureaucrat and say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Like kissing up to them will make them be nice to them. And the bureaucrats are all just on power trips. When the same idiotic bureaucrats are all under the same assault, their dollars being devalued, their jobs are being offsourced, their futures being destroyed, their water's being spiked, their food's being engineered, their families getting all these new diseases and problems. And it's just a nation of people in a trance, a bunch of television watching people who aren't even living in reality, like lemmings off the edge of a cliff. And then there's those of us that have awoken to this, and we don't want to be part of it. We want to try to reverse it. And the system tells the dumbed down mass, those are the bad people. They don't trust us. Those are the bad people. Now, I'm just going to spend a few minutes with our guests. This is an update, as we promised to do last week, and then I am going to go to your calls and then into the Ron Paul clips from the debate last night. So we're going to get to everybody here in a moment. But I wanted to get Alex Schaefer on. You know, he, a few weeks ago, well, it made national attention a few weeks ago, but it actually happened a few months ago, painting bank buildings on fire. And the police came and interrogated him and put him in a database and then came to his house. But then there's all these video games that they put out where it shows Tea Partiers being murdered as zombies. First, they dehumanize you and make you a zombie, and then they kill you because you're already dead. It's a little legalese. And it's the same fake left that always screams and yells and belly aches and says, don't. Talk about freedom, you want violence. Even if you don't talk about violence, they go, you don't like the Federal Reserve running things, you're a right-wing extremist. I'm like, no, I'm not part of your labels, I'm into freedom. They're like, no, you're wanting violence. MSNBC comes here for hardball. You want violence, don't you? And I'm like, no, I don't want violence. They're like, oh, yes, you do. But then this guy, they come in and he goes, no, I'm just showing, you know, the building on fire. You know, they said, well, do you hate them? He goes, no, I just don't like criminals. Then he got to visit his house. And I told you that it got a lot of attention, especially once it was here. $25,000 on your eBay situation. So that's very exciting, Mr. Schaefer.
Oh, my. I can't even tell you, Alex. It's I'm completely flabbergasted, and I'm in a daze right now. I missed your call the first time you called, like about 3 minutes ago. I was actually talking to the buyer. I mean, it's all real. I feel like I'm having a dream or something.
What can you tell us about the buyer without saying their name?
Well, they told me that they wanted to remain anonymous, so I'm not exactly sure. But they are they're in Europe. They're a European buyer, and there were basically two people at the end who were really rallying for the peace. And then when I just spoke to them on Skype right now, just to start working out money details, they just picked up the story. They thought it was a heroic act, you know. And for me, it was just such a humble thing to do. And I'm completely humbled by all this attention. And
well, I suggest you take part of your winnings and part of your earnings and travel to Europe to hand deliver it. Let me tell you how the globalists operate. They know ideas are bulletproof. They know ideas are real power. That's why they use lies, you know, wound up in all their packaging to psychically disable us and destabilize everybody. They're afraid of ideas. That's why they're doing this. That's why they're coming after you.
Yeah. And, we're going to do a gold money transfer. So it's going to be an alternative form of payment, which I think is just fantastic.
Well, I would expand on that. You can also get insured groups to ship the painting over there. You might do it in somebody else's name. I'm just telling you, I've seen the globalists try all sorts of dirty tricks, or they could impound the painting. But that'd be even better. Their tyranny only illustrates it. In this period, while we still have a lot of liberty and people are waking up, if they bring in the total tyranny, then the great darkness comes. So now is the time to do what you've done.
Yes. And you know what I'm planning to do with some of these earnings is I want to take a worldwide Burning Bank tour, get an itinerary from, I don't know, Max Kaiser or something, just the best of the worst banks around the world, plan a trip, and then kind of take this idea to some foreign country.
You know, Max, we never really did any pre-interviews with you, so I never really asked much about you, Alex, but when you bring up Max Kaiser, that rings a bell here. He's one of our guests. Were you familiar with this radio show before we ever called you?
I've been following Max. I've been a fan of Max Kaiser's website for a long time, and yours, both. So I remember sending him. I did this JPEG of an image of Lloyd Blankfein photoshopped onto the body of like a jihadist with a machine gun, and they're standing in front, and it says "Suicide Banker." And I remember sending that to Max Kaiser like 2 years ago, and he just loved it, started using it on his. As a graphic for some of his links and things.
Well,
so,
Well, look, Chase is burning down our schools, burning down our communities, burning down the value of our dollar, and pushing all their globalist carbon taxes. They fund anti-gun groups. So Chase is destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I do want to talk to you off air about a few ideas that I've got, because, well, you know what, I'll just go ahead and propose it here on air, and then once I do this on air, you'll have 50 people call you, because anything I do, people try to angle in on, and I'm very, very busy with a lot of other projects, but I myself am a painter. And,
I know, you said that.
And
cool.
I do the impressionistic stuff, but also representational. I mean, I run the gamut. I do pen and inks, oil, acrylic, wood carving, everything. I have to do it quick because I don't have a lot of time on the weekend while I'm doing it with my kids. I'll work maybe an hour or two a weekend. But I'm going to launch a art website with political stuff, non-political stuff, and start actually selling political art. And I think instead of building up all my pieces, which I end up giving to family and folks, and I hoard them. The problem is I don't want to sell my stuff, but I also want to get the images out there. We should talk about launching my art website next week. And I'll guarantee you that if you paint five or six more of those, but give it more of a moderate price, a few other variants, but a limited number. Say I'm painting five more across the street, in a different variants. I guarantee you we can sell all of them in a week, and then that'll fund our operation fighting tyranny. It'll fund you because I think what you're doing there is just the beginning of the potential. And but I wouldn't just go with this and then go on some little tour and then kind of get a little bit of attention. I would launch it now while the market's there and establish yourself. So if I'm not certainly not Van Gogh's brother, an art dealer, but if you want me to launch some of your paintings, let's get on the phone today and let's just hammer it out and do it.
Cool, man. We'll talk. Call me. I got my phone on.
All right, well, I'm going to get off at about 2 o'clock, but, I'm going ahead and throwing this out here out in the open. This will work and will be successful and also will infuriate the power structure, but when it gets down to horse trading, let's just nail it down and do it.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to be enjoying myself on my friend's show today, Let's Paint TV, so that's going to be a blast. I can't wait. It's like going to be a nice little after party here.
All right, Alex, that's good news. Take care, buddy.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You bet. I've actually done paintings of Dick Cheney and Barack Obama as demons and things, but it's pretty ugly, and I normally paint pretty things. And I know that when we bring them out, it's going to be a big hit and be a big capital driver for this show. He was like, I hope we get $5,000 when he was on this last week. I said, dude, you're going to get $20,000, $50,000 on your painting. But the key is to keep that momentum going. And again, liberty is popular. They teach us we're supposed to be losers and fail. I'll guarantee you the guy that bought that painting years from now is going to make triple his money on it. Because we're going to take society and the world back. If we don't, there's no future anyways. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Pearson, Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I have four ideas to help Ron Paul's campaign I'd like to go over. The first idea would be a revised version of the Obama deception that incorporates Rick Perry and Mitt Romney. It kind of really connects them and kind of really digs down and goes at them. The second idea would be more Google bombs that pertain towards hit pieces on Rick Perry, Mitt Romney. The third idea would be more for the Revolution Pack. I'd like to see like a 30-minute infomercial that would really help sell Ron Paul. And the last idea would be like Ron Paul pens, just like your InfoWars pens. I think if we get them out, leave them at restaurants, anything of that nature, they'll start circulating.
I think that's a good idea. But look, resistance is victory. Just standing up, speaking out, getting involved, saying no. The globalists put this archetypal false image in our mind that some hero like Hercules archetype is going to have to defeat everything and then cut the monster's head off. No, it's a process. Not fighting with your wife, not fighting with your husband, getting healthier, having love in your heart, having courage, valuing liberty instead of baubles and crud, valuing ideas. The globalists spend 25, 30, 40, 50 million on a goblet of pus and maggots. I mean, that's the most popular stuff in New York art sales with the elites. And they admit it's a sacrament. They are donating to their idol of ugliness and death and saying, this has value. This money we stole from all these people's houses we took. You know, I'm a broker. I want, you know, all this death motif. I mean, the New York Times admits that's what's popular. The, you know, cans of gorilla dung, you know, 10,000 a piece, you know, can't sell enough of them. That's what the elites want to buy. Well, we have to get the nouveau riche and the middle class and the new wealth who aren't globalists. They have to start giving to campaigns, supporting local radio, starting their own radio shows, starting their own news sites, starting a local newspaper, even if it loses money the first 5 years, buying our videos, putting them on local TV, buying art, supporting ideas. This is a war of ideas. That's why they're so scared of ideas. Anything else, sir?
No, that's it. Thank you.
I appreciate your call. Let's go to Donna in Texas. Donna, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. This may be a premature statement, but in lieu of what the media is doing to Ron Paul, I have made the decision not to vote for the lesser of two evils this time around, and I will be writing Ron Paul in. And I hope that if it comes down to that, a lot of the other Ron Paul supporters will be doing the same.
No, I think that's a great way to illustrate things. And again, remember, even if they cheat him and the electronic machines kick in areas and stop him, he's in there showing how they're trying to block him and lying on polls and totally ignoring him, even when he wins. He's bringing up real issues and a hypocrisy. And think, 3.5 years ago, got a lot of attention. He's probably, even with the attempted blackout, getting 10 times the coverage and 10 times the effect. And the seeds he plants now and we plant now go on. It's the willingness to struggle. Life is a struggle. Winning is just surviving. Winning is passing on your genetics. Winning is passing on the ideas of liberty. Winning is resisting. Winning is thriving. People just think it's like, oh gosh, there's tyranny. I got to fight it. That's the great animating challenge that the founders talked about. We are living in history right now. I mean, it's exciting that they could kill me or set me up. I mean, even if they got me hung upside down torturing me, that's pretty exciting. I mean, I've got the head of Homeland Security attacking me and attacking others, and the White House attacking us, and you know, enemies lists and everything else. And I don't look forward to any of it. But it's all part of the great challenge. I mean, I'll be 85 years old or 90 someday, going into a heart attack and you know, incredible pain there, or in a hospital bed hooked up with wires. You know, battling cancer. So why am I scared of jackboots knocking my teeth out? You know, globalists are knocking their teeth out, knocking their DNA out. I look at these people as moron victims. These are just ringwraith servants who already lost their soul. We've already won. Just by doing the right thing, we win. Just by choosing goodness and honor in history, we win. We win. We win. It's beautiful. We can't be defeated. This is life is all a great test, a great challenge. Do you hear what I'm saying, Donna?
Yes, Alex, I do. But the main thing I want to let people know is, because a lot of people may be ignorant like I was, is that they always think that they have to vote for who's on the ballot. That's not true. There is a place for a write-in, and everybody needs to remember that.
I agree with you, but more than that, Donna, run for office locally. It may take you 5-6 times of running before you win, but if enough of us run, a lot of us will win. You can also run and do what they do, but the opposite. Don't be deceptive, though. But don't completely come out with just how anti-New World Order you are. Just kind of give mainline conservative answers, because that's what they do. They act like they're patriotic and then get in and they're globalist operatives. You just come in. You can only do it at lower office, because once they figure out who you really are, then they're going to come after you. But by then, you'll already have the first office. Now you can get into higher office. But just, you know, kind of be mainline, pro-liberty, but really don't tell them, when I get in here, I'm going to start investigations. I'm going to call for prosecutions. I'm going to go after all of you. Sleeper cells in political systems. We also need that. Choose which route you're going to go on. Pray to God, ask for guidance. Are you going to be out in the open, or are you going to have a stealth candidacy? Are you going to fight fire with fire? There's more than one way to skip. Okay, we are back live with Jimmy Vaughn bringing us in, another great patriot. Okay, we'll go back to your phone calls when we start the next hour, and then I will get into the rest of the news we haven't covered. And I'll play the Ron Paul clips. It's going to be a jam-packed third hour, as it always is. I wanted to briefly bring up Ted Anderson. He hadn't been on with us in about a week. And what's been happening is, you look at a 12-year graph, gold's going straight up. It's gone from $260 or less, $254, I guess was the low, now up to $1,920-something, back down to $1,850, now back up to almost $1,900. And they put these articles out going, look, gold's going down. But then a week later, it retraces and goes past the last highs. But I was even listening to Bloomberg propagandists this morning, and they had a big conference on inflation of all the top economists and globalists. And they were talking about $5,000 gold in a year. And the next analyst goes, I don't agree, only $3,000. So the low end, and driving in this morning for 45 minutes, they were saying $3,000. Now, I'm not going to go there. But I'll tell you, if they're going to devalue the currency that much, this is bad news. But you might as well just go ahead and get into gold and silver now. Listen, you feel stupid you didn't buy gold when it was $300 or $600 or $900 or $1,200 or $1,500 or $1,800 or now $1,900. Don't feel stupid. Get in now. It is my view, my belief. I only promote what I believe in. I've been proven super accurate because I follow common sense. It's not hard to know the truth, folks. It's all very simple. TSA sticking their hands down your pants is tyranny. Government torturing is very scary. Life in prison for videotaping cops, that's tyranny. They start devaluing money, gold's going to go up. I mean, this is not rocket science. So they're saying 3,000 on the low side the next year, 2,500 by the end of the year. That's what JP Morgan's been saying for a month. Whatever. The point is that I don't buy gold because I want it as an investment. I've got gold and silver I've been buying for really 14 years because it's an emergency backup for this operation and for my own personal life. And it's been in good stead. And look at all the other advice I give. I told you food prices and oil prices would go up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is literally 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's 2 + 2 = 4, says buy gold and silver. And if you're going to buy it at the lowest prices available from a guy that buys when it dips and sells it at the dip price when it's up to you. Very competitive. Ted Anderson, he has a few lost leaders when you call that are radio specials where he actually loses money or breaks even depending on the special. Ted, I'm going to hold you in the next segment and then go to calls, but tell them the specials real fast and the number.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously the best special we have is $88. You get the book, the American Dream video, $2 silver. I mean, you can't buy $2 silver for that now, $42.77 on the high today. So that's just an absolute steal.
$88, silver at cost or below, the shipping and the two free gifts. Because I guess in the 88, you add in the shipping. So the cost of $2 silver is 88 or more right now. Free shipping, free video exposing the bankers, and a free book on the Big Brother takeover. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Now, what's the limit on those, Teds? I know you've been limiting some of these specials.
I do. I mean, I've got a few of them out there. Right now, I'll give one per household, you know, per member. So if you have five people there, we'll let them have five. So.
All right. 800-686-2237. But look, folks, that's a great deal. In fact, it's an insane deal. But the other deals, ask about the radio specials on other gold and silver coins. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live into hour number three. This will be a jam-packed hour. It has to be. I have to get to all the debate issues and about 30 other key stories at least. We've got just amazing news at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The NBC has been caught when Ron Paul won more than half the votes. With the poll closing, Ron Paul had 53% versus all the other candidates. And they did this thing with the graph that, you know, here's Romney with way less than half of what he had, and here's Ron Paul just barely above him. And everybody complained about it, so suddenly Ron Paul's like up here, and here's everybody else. We've got all those screenshots. Oh, man, and they just do it. Fox, CNN, they all do it to Ron Paul. Fox dubbing and booing when he wins the straw poll and at CPAC. I mean, they have to. These are desperate criminals. They represent the bankers that have engaged in all this crime, and they've got to take over completely or they're all going to prison. Most of these media channels get your tax money. That's come out. Of course they're a pack of lying scum. Going back to Ted Anderson. Ted, I want to talk about the gold briefly, but as a huge Ron Paul supporter, I know you've donated, I don't know, $500,000 in the last 4 years or so, one way or the other, to the Ron Paul Air Force and blimps and everything else. I know that's where most of your profit goes. That's why I teamed up with Ted 14 years ago, because he's a, you know, Ron Paul libertarian, dyed in the wool, not quite as extreme as I am, because he's too busy working hard to do all the research. I'm teasing Ted now. The point is, Ted, what do you think of him doing this to Ron Paul? I mean, it's just incredible. He wins, and then they don't even mention him on NBC in the articles about it.
I know it's really funny that when it happens like that, I mean, yeah, it's almost comical now. I mean, they just can't give this guy the due that that's due to him.
It's like putting somebody in an NFL football game and not letting them wear pads. And so they still win the game, and they go, well, the other team won, even though the team without pads won. I mean, it's like putting you in a gladiator arena without weapons and you win, and they still give it to the dead guy.
Yeah, I know. It's just amazing. But you know what? We'll see when it comes down to the vote here at the very end. But yeah, it's you know, what they're just pushing for. They want the guy that's down, you know, the Texas governor, and then Romney. I mean, anybody but Ron Paul. I mean, get anybody but Ron Paul.
Like, I mean, Perry literally looks like some type of cartoon character with his collar all the way up to his neck, and he turns, his head turns with his body like a robot or something, and all he's thinking about is, how much he loves Al Gore. I tell you, they're really scared of Ron Paul. We got to pray for him right now. Now, Ted, briefly, because I'm going to break, we appreciate you holding to be with us. Give folks a rundown of some of the other radio specials. When they call, they get the absolute fire sale deals, already very competitive prices. But when they call and say it's the Alex Jones radio special, they get the lowest prices out there. And I got to say, your prices, nobody I've seen can match them.
You're asking me about, well, how many of those $88 deals I can get, one per person. But guess what? You can then turn and get the Fall of the Republic and Endgame and the Obama deception for $130. When you're done buying that, you can get the Creature from Jekyll Island at $41. Each one of those, the Fall of the Republic, and that has three silver dollars in it. By the time they're done, they're getting six silver dollars for about half the price. And then, of course, if you want, you can pick up the Frank for $404 and get a full year subscription to Bob Chapman's newsletter, which is like buying gold at $1,000 an ounce.
Now, those are all the lost leaders. Get three silver dollars at cost. Get three of my films free with free shipping. Get two silver dollars, free shipping, all the other stuff, because this is what it comes out to. But you got a bunch of other radio specials that are just regular Frank gold coins, sovereigns, maple leaves, buffaloes, American Eagles. There's a whole list of radio specials, Ted.
Yeah, you name it. I mean, there's a whole list. Just call 800-686-2237 and find out what they are.
Absolutely. And the paltry profit goes to fund this operation, not that there's much.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay. I got a blitz news, the news we haven't gotten to. I've got to get to the Ron Paul clips and a bunch more in the 52 minutes we've got left here today. I'm going to be back tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. The show's turning into an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours some nights. I've got to start cutting it down to 30 minutes, but tonight is going to be longer again. And I've got TV systems and others that are wanting the new format. I've just got to get it all codified and then keep it to 30 minutes. And then I can go into special reports after that some nights for PrisonPlanet.tv members. But tonight is going to be something special. I'm going to address the 2012 cultists out there that are, and the common Elenin people and folks that always have a new reason. The world is ending tomorrow, so why should we fight corruption? And I've got a bunch of other guests. I start working right when I get off the radio on the show, and a lot of nights don't leave here till, well, I got out early last night. We left at 9. I'm playing hooky now. I was working so much yesterday I forgot to eat except those two little ribs you gave me. And then we actually went and had a business meeting till about 10:30 last night. So, yeah, folks, we're busting our hind end around here. Because my children have no future if I don't do this. So even though it's torture to not be with them, I love being with them. Could read them books all day and play blocks or trains. Or, you know, they love to take a water hose in the yard and dig around in the dirt with it. You know how kids are. Or go hiking through the green belts and fossil hunting. But no, I've got to be here because we got to fight these people. And I'm really impressed with the job we're doing on the show. And I know you are as well. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, please become one today. You can also find all the new information we're posting, the nightly news, the special reports, the rants page that I'm about to do a bunch of uploads on at InfoWarsNews.com, InfoWarsNews.com. But if you're not a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, now is the time to become one and truly support the front lines of the information war and alternative media. All right, let's race through your calls. Jeremy in Florida, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to direct your attention to a breaking story. Drudge picked it up. Apparently, last night during the debate, during a commercial break, Rick Perry went up to Ron Paul and grabbed his wrist and was pointing his finger at him and just, like, menacing him. There's five pictures out right now. Three of them are on the Drudge's front page right now.
Yeah, there it is. No, that's what Perry did to me, but then was real smart-mouthed and said, I can't remember, I want to say Thanksgiving, or was it Christmas in, like, a week? And he came over and just gave me the menacing look, and there it is. Blow that up. Reportedly got up in his face. Perry gets aggressive. And he is really scared. Look. Rick Perry told a major Fox News personality, I'll leave it at that, that he's scared of Ron Paul and Alex Jones almost a year and a half ago. And I reported that at the time. Because he knows, we know, about his carbon taxes, his Bilderberg, his toll roads, his four shots, his Al Gore loving. I didn't know about the Hillary care loving. I mean, I'm sure there's more. And I've talked to the Ron Paul campaign, talked to Ron Paul. I said, get on him. He's the front runner. You're number two. You've got to bring him down. And Perry knows it. And we've got to get Ron Paul to put a statement out. Ron Paul is such a gentleman. But
it's almost surreal.
And now reading about this, reportedly Perry got in his face at first, but then it didn't work. Then he tried to act nice. But, I mean, Paul is not a wimp. He's one of those little quiet guys. And Perry is just an absolute piece of garbage. I mean, I told you, he's like Captain Morgan, you know, crazed. I mean, imagine the governor walks over, puts his hands on the, you know, on the chair in front of me and looks at me like he absolutely just wild-eyed, you know, wants to kill me. And like a pirate. I mean, he looks like a pirate up close. And he goes, I want you to have a blessed whatever it was. And just gave me the smile. And I was just like, and I looked over and his family was all right there looking over. His daughters were a lot younger then. They're mid-20s now. I guess they must have been almost 20 then. Sydney or whatever his name is. I don't know. There's a bunch of kids. And I just looked at him and I was like, what is this? I didn't do anything. And I probably should have. And I was in a restaurant with Carl Rove a few months ago. I guess the Super Bowl was going on. It was Super Bowl Sunday. Finished the show. Took the guys to a steakhouse. And we just got up and left. And I said, that guy's a war criminal. I'm not eating dinner, you know, and place with Hitler, and Rove was laughing about it. And I was going to wait and finish my food because he was already seated. They set me down. I was like, right beside me, right behind me is Carl Rove. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get my food. I'm going to eat it. But then they were kind of slow with the service, and he was snickering and snorting and acting. Literally, I was like, talking to the crew, I was like, is this actually going on? And then my iPhone had been left at home, and the other guys were, I don't know, acting whatever. The point is that all of this goes on, and it's just hard to believe. Wow, this is breaking news. Here it is. Perry debating up in his face. Perry gets aggressive, and this is the Washington Times. And reportedly, as you said, tell us what's in these articles as I read them, sir. Caller, you've read the articles. Give us your view on this.
Neither one of the campaigns has come out, you know, with an explanation of what happened, but I've seen all five of the pictures, and it just looks to me like Rick Perry got upset, you know, when Ron Paul called him out on the Gardasil thing, and the guy's just a thug, and he doesn't know, you know, he can't act like a mature adult. He has to threaten people. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, this says, according to the Washington Times and other papers, he grabbed his wrist and wagged his finger at him, very aggressive. Yeah, that's the word. Reportedly, that's what Perry got. He read about it. LBJ did that. They grab you real hard, and see, he was hoping Paul would punch him, because Paul is known, actually, if you start grabbing on him, he will shove you away, like you saw with Sacha Baron Cohen. The physical exchange, it's an exchange, like Paul was involved, was matched by the intensity of the two men's verbal attacks on each other. The first shot was invited by the debate moderators, who asked Mr. Paul to expand on his accusations. Guys, I think I have that in the clips, but just go to YouTube and pull it up. Paul brings up Gardasil to Perry, or something like that. I'll get it. Made in recent days that Mr. Perry, who has spent more than a decade as governor of Texas, is less conservative than voters think. Here's a quote from Paul. Just take HPV, Mr. Paul said, referring to Mr. Perry's scrap plan to require girls in the state to be given a vaccine against the sexually transmitted virus. Forcing 12-year-old girls to take an inoculation to prevent a sexually transmitted disease, this is not good medicine. I do not believe. I think it's a social misfit. He also said that the TSA are sexually molesting people. Mr. Perry acknowledged he's gone about the plan the wrong way when he refused to bypass the legislature. When he tried to bypass the legislature, but said he's been trying to combat the cancer. And it goes on. Like, we have that clip. Let's go ahead and play that now. Here it is.
Just take the HPV, forcing 12-year-old girls to take an inoculation to prevent this sexually transmitted disease. This is not good medicine, I do not believe. I think it's social misfit. It's not good social policy. And therefore, I think this is very bad to do this. But one of the worst parts about that was the way it was done. You know, the governorship in Texas traditionally is supposed to be a weak governorship. I didn't even know they could pass laws by writing an executive order. He did it with an executive order, passed it. The state was furious, and the legislature overwhelmingly, probably 90%, I don't know exactly, overwhelmingly repealed this. But I think it's the way it was passed, which was so bad. I think it's a bad piece of legislation, but I don't like the idea of executive orders. I, as president, will not use the executive order to write laws.
Thank you, Congressman. Governor Perry, we'll get to you, but Congresswoman Bachman, this is an issue you've also talked about, HPV.
Okay, I think it is great news that Perry, and it's now confirmed by several papers, grabbed him and was forceful, it appeared, and got in his face, and they're now trying to get exactly what he said, but that he got in his face and was telling him, you know, watch it. That's great, because Ron Paul, nice guys, are actually the most aggressive. Anybody who's lived long enough knows that. The guys that are real friendly, real gentlemanly, that's who you don't want to mess with. Because they learn to control themselves. And I've seen Paul, the only times he really shines is when he's attacked. Then he's not the nice little doctor being all calculating. Then he'll actually explode on people. This is great. He is now going to really go after Perry. Caller, final comments on this.
Just one more thing. Fox News picked up the story, too. The article's called Perry Confronts Ron Paul During Commercial. And they show the picture of Perry wagging his finger in Ron Paul's face. But the interesting thing is they cut off the bottom with the part where Rick is actually grabbing his wrist. So that just shows you, you know, how in the tank Fox News is for Perry.
Well, Perry is a gangster, and Ron Paul has got bodyguards, and that's good. But Perry's a gangster. He goes to Bilderberg. He's the one guy they could get to kill little girls with that shot that admittedly did kill people. And he's a hardcore gangster. And he's crazed. I mean, he's very dangerous. And yeah, I'm looking at the photo. It's the second down on Drudge. Up in his face, Perry gets aggressive and grabbed Paul's arm and squeezed it. Grabbed him on the wrist, squeezed it, and got in his face. And Paul, of course, you know, just looked at him like the mentally ill person he is. I mean, when you look at these two men, one is not a man. One is an ego-driven, lazy, slothful, scumbag, Al Gore lover. And the other is the only guy on the congressional baseball team to ever knock a home run out of the park. He's a guy, because I've talked to his brothers who used to beat up bullies two or three at a time. See, where nobody talks about that with Ron Paul. I'd have loved to have seen Ron Paul like a doctor just karate chop Perry right in the throat. All right, we'll be right back. It's assault to grab somebody by the arm. Perry. All right, I said I'd race through calls, and that caller brought up the articles I'd seen about Perry getting in his face, but then you see the photos, and now there's video of it. Just incredible. We've got it all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Don in Oregon. Don, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I wanted to get your opinion about two points of history that I've been researching, but it's really hard to come to any conclusions. The first, number one, is the Protocols of Zion. I'm just wondering what you thought about that.
I mean, nobody knows who wrote that. They think the Tsarist secret police wrote it. It's written like a comic book. And they call it a forgery, but a forgery would be a copy of something that isn't real. So, again, I don't tend to get into things that can't be proven one way or another. I think it's sold over the last 100 years, something like, you know, hundreds of millions of copies. One time I was in Walmart and looked down, they had stacks of them being sold, and it basically says there's a secret Zionist plot to take over the world. Quite frankly, every major group and organization wants to take over the world. Every major corporation states their plan is global domination. The Chinese want to take over the world. The Anglo-American establishment, the Israeli interests want to dominate and take over. So there is a lot of that going on, but I tend to go off of what's happening and what I can prove, not documents like that.
Well, it's really interesting that almost every method and goal of the New World Order that you know, we talk about on this show is in there, almost, you know, word for word. I think everything is in there except for the eugenics agenda and gun control. I mean, every other thing that's going on now, it's in there. That's what I don't know. But the second thing is the Holocaust, specifically with respect to the gas chambers and the Zyklon B.
I know all that gets debated all day. The Nazis themselves shot, because we've done a lot of research here on World War II, and we've got the National Archives footage that came from Germany. They admit it's theirs, where, you know, they herd the people into the pits, women, children, men, and shoot them. Are you saying that isn't real either?
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm just asking about the gas chambers and the Zyklon B. Do you think that that's real or not? Because I can't come to any conclusion.
I know here in the United States we execute people with gas, but some say that didn't exist either. Gas chambers don't exist, I guess, in Germany or here in the U.S. I thought it was part of the death penalty and things. You know, I actually have an allergy to the obsession for Israel and against it. You know, I'm here talking about Rick Perry getting in the face of Ron Paul and grabbing his arm, and I just want to get rid of the Federal Reserve, whoever runs it. It could be run by the Easter Bunny. I want to get rid of it. Is there Jewish mafia? Absolutely. Did they set up the ADL? Whenever they got caught doing stuff to demonize anybody that went after Jewish mafia, yes. Am I against the Jewish mafia? Yeah, I'm against every other form of organized crime. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Ronnie Reeferseed calling in from Austin, Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. And the continual cover-up of the big secret, Alex, I believe, is that Dr. Paul will stop the counterproductive war on pot smokers. It's a big secret. They don't want anybody to know because it'll win them.
Well, he did point out in the debate, and they tried to interrupt him, that Mexico is totally collapsing because of the fake drug war. And now the organized crime's taking over all the police departments, every facet of society. So we don't just have a failed society down there. We have a group of organized criminals holding 100 million people hostage who are completely ruthless and are ready to die. And it's going to take over America, too. I mean, America's going to fall. But the banks don't care. They love it.
Well, the debate last night, I got to tell you, brave new books, a truth-seeking missile of a bookstore directly across the street from the University of Texas here in Austin, held another debate-watching celebration. And once again, like you were saying, Dr. Paul was ignored by the so-called moderator while being enthusiastically cheered on by the live audience of active U.S. Constitution and peace-loving Republicans.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. He gets cheered everywhere. And he won. He got more votes in the NBC poll than all the others combined. Let's jam in one more, and then I got to get to news. Let's talk to Derek. No. Brian in Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, long-time listener. I just want to say I think people are getting dumbed down by all these sports. You know, I lost you on TV. I mean, I lost you on the radio station last week. It's another sports channel, you know.
We've been on there 4 or 5 years. Great station, big signal. They're in Corpus Christi is what you're talking about, and ESPN bought it. Yeah, that's your new news and information is all of that. That's too bad. We need to get another affiliate down there, Brian, and just spread the word about Infowars.com. People can listen that way. But, yeah, as we gain stations, we lose them because everything goes to sports because everybody knows that we don't have no rights, but we got our sports. Brian, stay there. After I get to the news, I'll come back to you. If you want to hang up, go ahead. Up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we've got the headline, Pictures Show, Perry Attempted to Physically Intimidate Ron Paul. And Kurt Nemo's got a new article out as well that just came out a few minutes ago that codifies all of this information, dealing with the fact that they ignored the fact that he won the poll and NBC didn't even put him in their article. NBC ignores winner of debate, Ron Paul. We probably want to add Ron Paul to that so people know what it has to deal with. And then we've got, at a certain point, it just gets really old watching all this happen. Again, get that article out to everybody. MSNBC ignores the winner of the debate, Ron Paul. He got the cheers. He got more than half the votes, and they just ignore it. This is incredible. Also, pictures again show Perry attempted to physically intimidate Ron Paul. Very important to get out to everybody. Border control, drug cartel demands 30,000 to let football team cross. Big Sis set to zap travelers with MRI-style scans. Now they're saying they're not going to let you take your shoes off. You will stand in an MRI. My goodness gracious, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you can pull up the New York Times photos. Everybody's hair falling out. He goes through these things now. Life in prison for recording police. Michael Allison speaks. That's up there. Okay, let's, you know, at a certain point, it's even hard to go on here. It is so sick how far it's gone, what we're made to go through, what we're made to put up with, and that the public who isn't awake just gets deeper and deeper into it where the system can do anything to them. Let me go over some of this article. Big Sis set to zap travelers with MRI-style scans. Janet Napolitano's promise that Americans won't be forced to remove their shoes comes at a price. Janet Napolitano's promise that travelers will soon not be required to take their shoes off at airport security checkpoints come at a cost. New MRI-style scanners that will zap Americans with powerful magnetic field that has been linked to numerous health risks. Yeah, they got the New York Times again with all the hair falling out. I want that in the article. Safran Morpho, a firm that was formerly a part of General Electric Security Division, told Politico that their model could be mass-produced in a matter of months and that a prototype was already made. And it says that the device scans shoes in three ways using technology similar to MRIs, used in medical settings, explosive trace scanners, and traditional magnetometer metal detection, according to the Politico report. And then it just goes into MRI scans can be dangerous and even fatal for individuals who have implants in their bodies who contain metal. People with implants in their body should not use MRI scanners, but they don't care. They'll shove you through them. Because the, what's this colostomy bag? I'm ripping it off. Ooh. Because the magnetism generated by such technology can cause implants to move, causing physical damage to the body, if the device helps perform a bodily function, the scan can also cause it to malfunction. Eh, so what? This is particularly dangerous to anyone who has knee or hip replacement because the scan can damage and weaken surrounding tissues. So what? The scan also causes metal objects to heat up, risking burns. The heating process can also be fatal for babies or pregnant women. Well, so what? Got to fight Al-Qaeda. Who the government funds publicly. People with damaged kidneys would also be at risk due to some MRI scanning technology, which can cause, and it goes through the systematic fibrosis of the kidney. And he just goes through a whole bunch of it where it came out that when they don't have them calibrated right, the hair falls out within days. But so what? I mean, if it's good for the TSA agents to be dying in there, everybody should start getting zapped. Continuing with some other important news, home video of Gaddafi as hunt intensifies. And this is Sky Television, Fox News of Europe. I'm always hearing that They've got him surrounded. I heard that 6 months ago. And then the war is going on, the Civil War. They're now reporting, according to Newsday, that the Al-Qaeda government estimates at least 30,000 died in the war. So they could never confirm that any of the protesters were killed, but they had to go in there for humanitarian reasons, and now it's a giant civil war, 30,000 dead. It's also in the Mail and Guardian Online that it's admitted that blacks are being hunted down and systematically killed. Because I guess blacks aren't supposed to be in Africa. Well, then where are they supposed to be then? Also, Gaddafi's put out a new TV video saying, scumbags, germs, and rats. Gaddafi's bizarre TV rant as he insists he's still in Libya. He claims his loyalist army is still going strong and seizing back power. Well, yeah, the rebels don't even have control of Tripoli yet. You can dig that out in the news, but you notice it's out of the news right now because it's not going the way they want. There's other important news today about the Saudi king's Viagra habits. U.S. says King Abdullah, older than previously assumed, was still using Viagra at age 92. Why are they putting this out? Of course, he really is with Al-Qaeda. Continuing, that's why he's big buddy with the West. Continuing here with other news, big report out of the economic collapse up at Infowars.com. The NAFTA of the Pacific will soon allow millions more American jobs to be shipped overseas. The giant sucking sound is accelerating, and they've now rammed through the NAFTA Pacific Union, TransUnion. Also, Gibson Guitars proves the environmental police state wants your wood products and your guns, natural news. We're going to be talking more about that tonight on the TV show at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I've got some other really important news I want to get to, but I am not stunned, but I was blindsided. I mean, I knew Perry did stuff like this, and I've said Ron Paul's got to watch out, but then still, when it actually happens, it's, I mean, you look at the photos of this, Perry just in his face, grabbing his arm, going, boy. And God knows what they're going to try to do to Paul. I mean, Perry is very dangerous. And the people that run him are very, he is mafia. He is mafia. He's globalist all the way and super bad news. And he knows Paul is breathing down his neck and is going to beat him. If Paul keeps going after him as Al Gore's cheerleader and as a carbon taxer and as a gun grabber and as a Hillary care lover and as a forced inoculator, it's over. And then after he's destroyed him, Paul can then turn to Mitt Romney, who's almost as bad. And it's hard to be almost as bad. Obamacare author, his model was used. Carbon tax lover. Just, I mean, the word gets out on this. It's over. So it is coffin nails, as they say, for the political careers of these men. There's nothing they can dig up on Paul. So they're going to go the route, they've already started this, of the Rand treatment. Not a medical doctor, worships Buddhas, does drugs, wants kids to use drugs, that's already begun, wants to hand nuclear weapons out. I mean, they could say anything. You're going to see it all. And by the way, everybody telling Ron Paul to run, and then I'm sure if he doesn't win, people are going to gripe and complain about, I spent time, I spent money. He's risking his life, ladies and gentlemen. Those of us that are in the arena, and I'm in the arena, not at the level Ron Paul is. I was only a few yards behind Ron Paul in reaching people, you know, a year ago or so. Now Ron Paul, by being this prominent, is light years ahead of me, reaching people, waking folks up. I mean, in the chain of events, who's waking people up? You can ask anybody on the street who's woken up. They'll tell you Ron Paul and then Alex Jones. And as Ron Paul said here 3.5 years ago during the campaign, out of the blue, he said, you know, Alex, about half my support has come from your audience. About half the people on the trail and people donating say they learned about me from your show in the last decade or so. I've been interviewing Ron Paul for 16 plus years. Right when I got on radio in 1996, so I guess 16 years, Ron Paul was on the show, one of my first guests. That was the first guy I wanted to get on, and he was a little-known congressman at the time. And I'm very proud of the fact that the congressman gained some prominence as part of a launching pad. You know, part of the concrete that went into his launching pad, part of the gantry, part of the liquid fuel system. And you, the audience, are just amazing, putting up with me and getting the word out and just everything. And I've got to say, I'm very excited. The weeknight show is a big success. It's growing faster than I thought it would. And now I've just got to continue to basically swallow what I've bitten off here. We're trying to... It's so exciting. We finished the show at like 8 o'clock, and then we're up here planning the next show and researching. And our problem is we do too much, and then it's like an hour and a half of just trying to get it all out there to you. But we're honing it. I've got to get it down to 30 minutes for television. And again, it's not going to be like, you know, Glenn Beck going right on CNN and Fox. That's not our what we're going to do. That'll never happen. Those systems will just decline and fade off into nothingness as they lose their viewers. We've got little cable systems and international cable systems and major satellite systems that do have channels that we're going to be able to get on. I've already had, again, this show requested, hey, will you edit it down every day to an hour? And I'm like, I don't have the personnel. And they're like, and I don't even have a sales department for TV to where we could sell some ads to even be able to pay to produce it. And then I had to build my own studio. And I had to get the money for that. And then I had to hire the people. And I had to get it all together. And while I was doing all the other jobs, I'm not complaining, just that's why it's taking time. And now we're right up to this point. We've just got to hone some things. And we couldn't have done any of this without you at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've got some real treats for you tonight, 7 p.m. Central. I'll just leave it at that. But we've got a lot of new members at PrisonPlanet.tv. And people are very happy. And we're adding more features, more systems. We're taking your feedback, and the site's just going to get better and better, and it's going to segue into a whole new site in the near future, and we're really working our tails off, and the capital that comes in, we're going to hire another programmer on top of everything else. We're doing job interviews on that front so we can get even more out, and the social network keeps getting postponed just because I had to get all this other stuff done, but it's coming very soon, and we're doing all of this because of you at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let me take a few more calls, and I'll come back and get into some of this other news I haven't hit yet. Right now, let's go to JR in Texas. JR, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you for all your sacrifices that you and your crew make. My question is real quick. What would happen, God willing, that Dr. Paul wins and becomes president, and he hands more power over to the state? Wouldn't that put us in a worse position here in Texas with Ron Paul being, or excuse me, with Perry being our governor?
You know, that is, justice be done, may the heavens fall. There's always weird permutations and subcalculations. If somebody's a good person, told the truth, and is going to stand up for the Constitution and Bill of Rights, that's what it's all about. Ron Paul wouldn't hand more power to the states. He would simply not grab power that the feds don't have. And that's an issue for Texans to get rid of Perry politically. So to say we better not elect Ron Paul because then Perry will be doing bad things in Texas. How about elect Ron Paul and block Perry from becoming president? I can flip that back over on you.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from. I really hope Dr. Paul wins, and like I said, again, I appreciate you for all your work. This is from Dark Star JR here in Austin, Texas.
Well, thank you so much, sir. And again, I wasn't criticizing you for making that point. It's just, you know, I hear libertarians say, don't get Ron Paul in, because then as everything collapses, they're going to blame him. I mean, there's always this over-calculating. Do what's right. Let the chips fall where they may. This is a culture of lawyering, and we're so run by lawyers and wordsmiths and spin doctors that we all kind of start adopting it. You know, I had people a decade ago, or more than a decade ago, say, listen, don't talk about government-sponsored terror. Leave the system alone. Don't talk about the New World Order. And then get on a bunch of stations and then just kind of be a mainline conservative, and that's better than Democrats. And I'm like, no, it's not. Look, I cannot sit here and manipulate what I say and do. I mean, it's exhausting enough telling the truth and not having to think about what I just said. I can't imagine being a liar and having to keep track of all the bull. So, I mean, just look, we got into this situation by playing games and compromising. And look, forget the maneuvers. Go straight at them. Let's go ahead and go to Jeremy in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I wanted to call because I somewhat disagree with, well, I do disagree with last night. I think that Ron Paul's performance was lackluster. And I think that the polling results, you know, no matter what happens, Ron Paul's people are always going to show up at the polls and vote that he won. And I think that what we have to be honest about is that he had some golden opportunities last night, particularly when Perry did grab his arm and all that. You know, Ron Paul's envelope of time is closing because the establishment is closing in on him. And he could have brought it up in the debate when they came back on the air. And he could have said, like, when you grab my arm during the commercial
break. Yeah, but he's smart. He knows they would have spun that Ron Paul's being a sissy. Ron Paul's complaining. Ron Paul knows he's wise to sit back for a minute if you have time and then let things develop. Ron Paul's very wise. But listen, have you ever, and you may have been, but have you ever been out and with bright lights in your face with 5-6 other people and you're being interrupted constantly and you're 76 years old and work 18 hours a day?
Listen, Alex, I'm not gonna debate with you if Ron Paul works his butt off, because I know that he does. But what I'm talking about is that he had the spotlight was on him last night.
Hey, he didn't want to run. He's been wanting to retire for a long time privately. People demand he didn't retire. Okay, we got an old champion. He isn't perfect, man. That's who we threw in the tiger cage. Okay, and so I'm just not gonna sit there and second guess somebody when they're in the arena. Okay, I mean, I see what you're saying. He's getting on the attack with the ads, okay? He's an old man, all right? We'll be right back. Imagine Ron Paul out there under all those lights, all those cameras snapping, people attacking him, the questioners being interrupted, Rick Perry grabbing his arm during the debate. I mean, he won the last debate. All the pundits had to admit he won this debate. And then people say, oh, well, his people are going to vote in all the polls. He won the straw poll in New Hampshire. He's coming first, second, or third in scientific polls. This isn't 3.5 years ago where they could spin him winning the internet polls. He won the NBC poll that, by the way, was geolocated. You can only vote once. I checked it. He got more than all the other candidates combined, and NBC didn't even talk about him in their article. We have an article up at Infowars.com about that right now. Look, I got loaded phones, and I've got this whole piece I did I thought was really powerful last night on Infowars Nightly News with Sheriff Richard Mack, and I was going to air that, but we'll probably just end up playing it tomorrow. But again, we've got the headline, MSNBC ignores winner of debate, Ron Paul. And then we've got the other headline up at Infowars.com. Pictures show Perry physically intimidating Ron Paul. Border control, drug cartel, demand 30,000 to let football team cross. I mean, this is the breakdown of society. But like I said, I'll be on tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's play a clip of Ron Paul on the border fence situation. He talks about the drug war really being the main problem and how the fence will be used to keep us in, not other people out. That's already happening on the Canadian border. It's all about keeping Americans in. Here it is.
Obviously, it's a very big problem. I think we need to remove the incentive. Easy road to citizenship. Nobody has mentioned the fact that they qualify for benefits as well, you know, the welfare benefits that we shouldn't have to give. The state of Texas shouldn't be forced to provide free health care and free education. But there is a mess down there. It's a big mess. And it's the drug war that's going on there. And our drug laws are driving this. So now we're killing thousands and thousands of people. That makes it much more complicated. complicated. But the people who want big fences and guns, sure, we could secure the borders. A barbed wire fence with machine guns, that would do the trick. I don't believe that's what America is all about. I just really don't. We can enforce our law. If we had a healthy economy, this wouldn't be such a bad deal. People are worrying about jobs. But every time you think about this toughness on the border and ID cards and real IDs, think that it's a penalty against the American people, too. I think this fence business is designed and may well be used against us and keep us in. In economic turmoil, the people want to leave with their capital, and there's capital controls and there's people control. So every time you think of a fence keeping all those bad people out, think about those fences maybe being used against us, keeping us in.
Yeah, the way to tackle it is the magnet. You get caught illegally working in Mexico, you get 6 months to a year hard labor. Anytime Mexico lectures us, go, hey, you're totally collapsing. You sneak into Mexico out of Latin America, you get hard labor. Shut up. We can't pay for the babies. We can't pay for the welfare. We're bankrupt. We're losing our jobs. Go down there and have a revolution. Get your country back. They're using America as a steam valve because they would have already had a revolution down there. I want Mexico to do good. I want its people to have freedom. I'd love 1776 in Mexico. If you could instill liberty down there and get rid of the culture of corruption, it would be a paradise. Instead, it's a nightmare. It is a nightmare down there where the strong men dominate the weak, where the people, where the weak don't get together in mutual defense against tyranny. We better rediscover the spirit of liberty, go after monopolies, go after the strong men that try to dominate. The strong men that aren't tyrants need to stand up for the weak instead of thinking you're winners and joining the dark side. Because in the end, you destroy the entire society. And that's the big secret. A lot of you that serve evil, who aren't completely wicked, you can't make a deal with evil. You can't make a deal with cancer. And I think a lot of you are starting to get that. See you tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars.com.